get open your Bibles quickly to the book of 2 Timothy.
All right now.
Chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2. Start with the first verse. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Christ, of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Come on and give God some praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's three things in the Christian life style that give us a whole lot of trouble. But we got to do them to get where we need to go. That's daily, that's monthly, that's yearly, that's into eternity. And one of those three things is called endurance. People don't, we don't like to endure things in our life. But we have to endure things in order to have gain in this life. And the gain or the victory comes through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two is perseverance. People don't like to press into stuff. They like to go around. But I read in the scripture what Jesus told him one time. He said, you must come in at the door.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. If you come in the other way, you're a thief and a robber.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The last one, and I think it's the hardest of all, is patience.
Yes, Lord, it is.
The scripture said, James, let patience have its perfect work.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I fail miserable when it comes to patience.
Amen.
I'm like that movie that they see on the TV. It's got just one title. It's called Snapped. And see, when the pressures get too hot, I snap. But then God is able to keep that work that he has begun in us until the end of the time. Hallelujah. So I don't worry about it, glory to God, but I just turn around and lift up his holy name and begin to praise him and go on and endure this life like Paul did, glory to God. And when you endure like Paul did, then it's in Christ Jesus. And when you're in Christ Jesus, he said you can do all things through him. I was telling Pastor Keys that I had a hard time studying for this. And my there are a lot of things going on in my life. And my mom is, she's still here at 99.
Amen.
Sometimes she don't know if she's still here.
My Lord.
And we are pulling shifts trying to keep from putting her in a nursing home. But it's getting to be a pressure. Hallelujah. And every time you turn around, look like every time I turn around, that was always something. I said to God, God, why is all of this stuff happening? I said, every time I turn around, there's all something going on. And I said, what next? And God spoke and he said, this is next.
Huh.
Over to God.
Glory.
Paul is taking Timothy into his bosom, and he's teaching him, or he's explaining to him, that which you have heard, keep on doing. That's why we are still here, because we heard from God and we are keeping on, keeping on. Let the dogs bark, but they can't bite us anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, son, that which is born, B-O-R-N-E or B-O-R-N, born, means to bring forth or to bear witness.
Yes,
I am. Hallelujah. I'm here to bear witness.
Yeah.
That great is he that is within me or in you. Than he that is in the world. I'm bearing witness, glory to God, that through all the hard times, the trouble, the trials, and the tribulation, I'm still going through.
Come on, God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, God.
That's what God was talking about. He said, this is next. The next going through, the next coming out, the next going in, the next coming out again, so that you can go in again, so that you'll be able to tell somebody that you can make it in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God. They told Pilate one time, Pilate asked Jesus, he said, art thou king? Jesus said, to this end, or for this purpose, was I B-O-R-E-N. He said, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness or testify.
Come on now.
Glory to God. Unto the truth. Everyone don't want to accept the truth. Jesus had already told him, you can know, you have to know the truth. And when you know the truth will set you free. This is a true word, glory to God. This is a spoken word. This is a written word. It's got life in it.
Yes.
And when you apply it to yourself, you got life.
Yes.
That Zoe life that came down from the Father to the lowest vestibule, glory to God. God didn't leave anything undone, but he did everything according to his will and his way and his instruction, glory to God. And when we follow him, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Come on and give him some praise.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Come on now.
He said, therefore, son, be strong. Sometimes it's hard to be strong.
Yes.
Being strong ain't talking about physical physique. You don't have to go to the gym and lift no weights not to be strong, what he's talking about. All you need is the word, glory to God. And you're the most powerful person up on this earth if you got the word in you. That's all you, the exercise that you need is exercise your daily mind in the word. Exercise your physical self in the word, glory to God. And you have all the power that you have need of, because that word be strong means inwardly strength. Strength of the soul and purpose to do what you need to do, glory to God. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Come on and give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
He said, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Grace, free gift, undeserved. Pot sitting on the shelf.
Yeah, yeah.
Got all the dust on it of the world. Long came grace, dressed it up, took it off, molded it, made it into his image and his likeness. Just like it was in the beginning, glory to God. That grace, like he told Paul, is sufficient for whatever you have need of, glory to God. I don't have to go to another. Ah, glory to God. John said to Jesus, he said, tell him, he said, is there another? Is you the one, glory to God? Jesus gone, told him, sent him back and said, you tell him, glory to God, that I'm still raising the dead. I'm still healing the sick. I'm still opening blind eyes. I'm still that I am that I am. I'm Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. I'm still preaching this word as I go through this journey. I'm going through just for you. Come on and give me some praise.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
grace in Christ Jesus. The nigh exalted. The one who humbled himself. The one whom we have union with and fellowship with. I don't know about you, but I love to fellowship with God.
Amen.
I laugh a little bit and I cry a little bit. And very seldom I'm in the presence of anybody at home. Because I like to be one-on-one. Hallelujah. Not that I don't want to share. But if he fills me up, I'll be able to tell somebody else. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I lift him up and praise his holy name. Because he is holy. Glory to God. People praying every day, they're looking for a miracle, glory to God. But they don't understand what a miracle is when they pray. They're looking for something new, glory to God. But it ain't nothing new. It's what God done already spoken. He done already done all he gonna do, glory to God. It's up to you by faith. It's up to you by that grace. It's up to you to lift up Jesus. It's up to you through prayer. It's up to you to walk uprightly. It's up to you to praise him. It's up to you to lift up his name. It's up to you to declare his word. It's up to you to lift him up and declare his name in all of the earth. Come on and give him some praise. Glory to God. He said, and the things that thou hast heard of me. People hear about you. Guess what? The message is going to get back. It ain't going to be like it went out, but it's coming back. When it gets back to you, it's not going to be you. It's going to be a whole lot of stuff going on. Hallelujah. But that don't make no difference, glory to God. Because God is still God.
Amen.
So just because it go out, let me tell you something. When you send a good word out, people try to contaminate that word for the victory. Get back to you, glory to God. But they can't change what God done created, glory to God. God created the victory for you and I, and they can't change the victory, glory to God. But some way along the way, glory to God, they're going to fall in the ditch, glory to God, and the blessing's going to get back to you, glory to God. It may come through the crooked place. It may come on the high mountain, glory to God, but it's coming back home where it belongs, and you are a son of God, so you have all of his blessings, glory to God, and everything that he paid for belongs to you and I. Come on and give me some praise.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You got to live this thing by faith.
That's right.
Glory to God. If you ain't got no faith, you ain't got Christ Jesus.
That's right.
He said, have faith in God. That's who he looked to, glory to God, when he wanted some instruction, when he wanted some power, when he wanted some might, glory to God. He looked unto the Father. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to look unto the author and the finisher of our faith, glory to God. The author and the finisher of the way we walk, glory to God. Of the way we talk, glory to God. The way we act, glory to God. The way we carry ourselves. The way we have need to have the right attitude and the right conduct, glory to God. Because the world is watching. Glory to God. And you want to be able to tell them that you're serving a living God, glory to God. One that can raise up the dead. I'm talking about the dead in Christ, glory to God. One that can raise them up and set them free, glory to God. So that they'll be able to tell somebody else, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't no use in you studying this word if you ain't going to be an impression upon somebody else. Because see, God didn't raise us up to tell everybody. There's more than one son. That's Jesus the head. But there's many others. So they got to be partakers of this thing just like you and I. So I ain't trying to hog nothing. I'm just trying to do what God ordered me to do. And I don't care whether people like it or not. I'm going to live my life high, Coach.
Hallelujah.
Before him, glory to God. And when you live it before Christ, you can live it before anybody else that walk up on the face of this earth, glory to God. Hallelujah. Christ be in you that hope, glory to God. When you lift him up, glory to God, you can lift up others, and others and others will lift up others. Come on and give me some praise. There's only one that came, and that was Jesus. And when he came in the four gospels over there, we should always sing this song about a name above every name. But when he was in the gospel there, he was not yet a name above every name. Hallelujah, glory to God. He had to make his way, glory to God. He had to live like we live, glory to God. He had to go through the stuff that we go through, glory to God. He was the first one that endured, glory to God. And when he did it, glory to God, and died on Calvary and hung his head and said, "It is finished," glory to God. And he rose up again. We rose up with him. And that makes us able to endure, glory to God. That makes us able to go forward and declare his name in all of this earth that we are walking up on, glory to God. We may walk through the valley of the shadows of death. That don't make no difference, glory to God. The Bible says, I don't know what the Bible says, but joy cometh in the morning. If you keep on going, glory to God, you're going to see God, glory to God. You're going to see him move in your life.
Yeah.
Good word.
Amen.
He said, "You heard of me among many witnesses." It means to affirm that one has seen or heard or experienced something from your ministry. Huh. Ain't nobody heard nothing about your ministry. You ain't got none.
My Lord.
Tack passed on the front of my name don't mean nothing. Huh. It's what you have in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's the ministry. This word in Christ Jesus. This word that makes it come alive. This word that comfort. This word of grace that brings peace. This word that brings joy. This word, that's what Paul is talking, telling Timothy. Timothy, you got to keep on. You got to keep on doing what you've been doing, glory to God. Don't fall down. We don't have any time to spend, glory to God, on the beaches and all this stuff, glory to God. I'm talking about the beaches of this world, the ways of this world. We don't have no time to indulge in this stuff, glory to God, because Jesus came along and he gave us a much greater way, glory to God. He came along and he took us out of the muck. He came along and dressed us up, glory to God, and we are brand new creatures. We don't look like the world in the lower, glory to God. We look like who God wants us to look like, glory to God. We look like joy. We look like peace. We look like the healer, glory to God. We look like the king. We look like the priest, glory to God. We look like the anointed one who humbled himself, and so shall we humble ourselves. Come on and give us some praise.
Yeah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Paul said, and guess what? He's in prison doing all this. You got some people out here calling themselves preachers and all that stuff, traveling all over the world. Ain't opening no blind eyes. Ain't raising no dead.
Come on now.
All they're doing is raising an offering.
Say that.
Hallelujah. Train fare, bus fare, plane fare. Hallelujah. Jesus came to raise life. He said, "I come to give you this life and give it to you more abundantly." Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Paul said, he's teaching him. He said, "All of these things that you have heard of me among many witnesses." See, if somebody can't talk about your ministry, said, if somebody can't talk about this ministry and say, "Live at the temple," glory to God, you need to go over there. Then we're doing something wrong.
Amen.
Because when anybody asks me, where you go to church at, they find out I'm a pastor. It's where you go to church at. Live at the temple. They get it mixed up a lot of times. They think it's on Greenfield, you know, but that's all right. That's the temple also. Praise God. But I tell them where I abide. Glory to God. I give them directions. I say it's on East 7 Mile Road, about 2 blocks east of I-75. And we're there every Sunday, glory to God. We're there on Wednesday, glory to God. We're there on Saturdays, glory to God. And if you happen to come by, stop in, glory to God, because you'll find something that you need. Come on and give God the praise.
Amen.
When you do that, you have some witnesses. Yes. They'll tell somebody else.
Amen.
I heard about Liberty Temple. I heard that it was on fire over there. Glory to God.
Yes.
The only way you can find out is come and see.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Hallelujah. Among many witnesses. Something from your ministry that people can talk about. Or that he knows it because taught by divine revelation and inspiration. You just don't get this thing laying down, going to sleep and wake it up. You can go by this Bible, that Bible. It'll have interpretations in it or translations and all this stuff. It'll have the index stuff that you can go to and all that stuff. But if you never read it, it ain't gonna do nothing but gather some dust. Hallelujah. And the dust gonna eat up. The Bible gonna eat it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. One day we ain't gonna have none. So you better be getting it in your heart, glory to God. Well, moth can't corrupt it, glory to God. The rust can't get to it, glory to God. The canker worm can't eat it up, glory to God. When you got it in your heart, like God put it in there, like you put it in this book, God wants you to take it out and put it in, glory to God. And when you take it out and put it in, glory to God, you can give it out again, glory to God. And whoever you give it to can take it in and give it out again. Come on and give it some praise. He said the same commit or deposit or present or set before. Commit to keeping of that word that you got in you. You got to deposit it.
Amen.
It's like you do your money in the bank.
Amen.
You deposit your money in the bank. If you put it in a, one of those accounts where it'll draw interest, it'll draw interest.
Right.
If you deposit this word of God into somebody else, it's going to draw some interest. Hallelujah. And that interest is much greater than the few pennies we got in the bank.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because his interest, glory to God, bring forth life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Paul is telling me, he said, you commit this same thing, you deposit this same word. Don't change it, don't add to it. Just deposit it, glory to God. The Holy Ghost will give you the understanding. When you get the understanding, deposit it, glory to God. And when you deposit it, it'll raise the dead, glory to God. If that's the occasion, glory to God. When you deposit it, it'll heal the sick. If that's what's needed, glory to God. If you deposit it right, glory to God, it'll save your family, glory to God. If you need to, glory to God. And let me tell you, they need it.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
They need it. Hallelujah. I want to say that again. They need it.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yes. Glory to God.
Yes,
trying to get them saved. Quit trying to get them saved. Just pray for them.
Amen.
I remember when Pastor, one of the Hart brothers, Raymond said he was having trouble with his son for years and years. So he took his son for a ride. And they went out, and I guess the son thought maybe he's going to leave him some money or something. He took him for a ride. And he said, son, he said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you. He said, I'm going to pray for you one more time. And when God saved you, I'm going to turn right around and pray that he killed you so that you can stay saved. That's what we need to do for our children, because you can't save them yourself, glory to God. And we try to save them and it breaks into argument. That's where I snap at. I'll be honest. I snap right there. You want to live like the world? Okay. Glory to God. Be prepared to face the consequences and the circumstances. And when they come, don't come my way. Glory to God. That's what it means. Be strong. You got to have that inwardly strength. Glory to God. You can't let nobody rain on your parade, Lord God. I don't care how close the kin they are to you. Glory to God. You can't let them have their way. You got to let let them know that you require some respect.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said, tell it to faithful men. True men, believers, those who are trustworthy. You can't find a whole lot of trustworthy people these days. But you can trust the word because it's true. Hallelujah. Don't try to guide it. Don't try to direct it. Just deposit it. Hallelujah. And let the word have its way. Oh, I'm telling you, it'll come forth. Wonderful. Come on and give God some praise. He said, when you tell the faithful man who shall be able to teach others. They shall be sufficient. See, because they will have the word in them like you got it in you. They will be sufficient. Don't open your mouth if you don't know what you're talking about. Or there ain't nothing going to come out but destruction. Hallelujah. We got two natures on the inside of us. One is good and one is evil. If you don't have no good things in you, and there's only one good, that's God. If you don't have this word in you, ain't nothing coming out but evil. And if you're filled up with this word and you decide peradventure, I want to step on the other side, then destruction is coming out. Paul is telling him, you stay where you are. Glory to God. Preach the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Teach the word.
Yeah.
Exalt the glory to God. Tell everybody, glory to God. You're going to have a whole lot of enemies when you try to endure this word of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It's funny to me, a whole lot of Christians try to proclaim the word, but at the same time, they're ducking. God sending somebody straight at you, and they ain't deviating their walk at all. But then you start bowing and weaving and try to figure out how you gonna go around them, because God has already told you to witness. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You can't go around what God has ordained you to do. If you do, shame on you. I can put a whole lot of words to that, but I'll let God take care of his business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you try to see where you try to go around, you ain't doing nothing but changing the word, or changing his way, I should say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you try to not witness to somebody, glory to God, that is like committing adultery against God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when you witness, glory to God, it'll bring them out. Might not come out instantly, glory to God, but the seed is planted and the harvest must come up. Come on and give us a praise. Then he goes on to say, he said, thou therefore, Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier. Hallelujah. Endure hardness means to suffer hardships, trouble, do afflictions. That's what I was saying to God the other day. I said, God, I said, every time I turn around, there's something. And I said, "What? You know, what's next?" And he said, "This is coming up next. In the place of the ones you already got, you're going through." I said, "Okay, God, the pastor was preaching anymore. Okay, God, I know it's me, so I'm gonna try to do better until the next time come along. Until the next trial come along. See, God don't give you one little bit of trial because He know you can overcome that." The scripture said that the foxes, the little foxes, rob the vine of the tender grape. It's more than one fox. More than one trial that come your way in a day's time. I don't know about you, but many come my way. That's why I be praying all day, driving the bus, praying. Old nature talking. I'm overcoming what he just said, and he come right back with something else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul said, "Endure hardness as a good soldier." What is a good soldier? A good soldier is one that take up his cross daily and follow God. Hallelujah. Come on and give him some praise. Endure that hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But you got to be that soldier of Jesus Christ. Come on and give him some praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm getting ready to close. Good soldier, Jesus Christ. You know what that really denotes? Something beautiful. The beauty of holiness. Something magnificent, good, excellent in its nature and its characteristics. Therefore, it is well adapted to its end. So if you got Christ Jesus, the word in you, you can make it through no more trials and stuff and all that old stuff. You can see it to the end, Pastor. Glory to God. And I'm learning now to rejoice when they start, glory to God, and get in the middle and just throw up my hand and praise God and worship Him a little bit, glory to God, because I know in due season I'm coming out, glory to God. And so I begin to laugh. I cry a little bit, glory to God. I say it won't be long now, glory to God, because my God said I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you, glory to God. I'll be with you till the end of this thing. Come on and give me some praise. Hallelujah. Beautiful by reason of purity. That's the Jesus Christ. Purity of the heart and life, honorable, conferring honor, which affects the mind agreeable, comforting, and confirming.
Why we know we can
come out, because it's already been confirmed.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm coming out. I might get beat up a little bit, glory to God, but when I come out, I ain't going to be wearing no band-aids, nothing like that. I'm going to have the glory upon me. Yeah. Hallelujah, glory to God. And when I come out, glory to God, I might not have a penny when I win. I might not have a penny when I come out, but my mind is renewed. And my strength, glory to God, is full, glory to God. Hallelujah. And my joy, glory to God, is full, glory to God. So I'm rich, glory to God. I got more money than I need, glory to God. I got more riches than I need. And that riches is in Christ Jesus. And as long as I got Him, I got everything that He promised that we can have. Come on and give Him some praise. Hallelujah. Paul goes on. I like this part. Verse 4. And I'm closing with this. He said, "No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier."
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Even as I instructed Timothy, I have instructed you to be strong in my word, for in my word that established all things is the stability that you need. It is the strength that you need to go through these trials to overcome them. Many trials shall come your way, but I, the Lord God, have given you a way out, and it is through my word. But you must minister in the midst of your trial, even as Paul and Timothy ministered in the midst of their hardship, in the midst of prison, they ministered. Peter in jail, they ministered. They lifted up my name when they got in trouble, and I was able to bring them out. So you must choose me. The affairs of life are many, but I am master of them all. You must put me first. If you put me first, I shall lead you and I shall guide you into the truth that you need to come out and be established in the word that created all things. So look not to the left nor to the right, but look unto my word. Look unto my the Savior that I sent unto you, the author and the finisher, and you shall prosper, saith the Lord.
Come on and give us some praise. That's why he said in verse 4, he said, no man,
no one.
Warred. Warred means to war. An encamped army. They're encamped around us, glory to God.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's another army. Glory to God. And I remember in the book of Isaiah, I think it is, and I think that the prophet was telling his servant, he said, look up into the hills, and he asked him, what did he see? He said, I don't see nothing. The enemies were hot on his heels. He said, Lord, open his eyes. And God opened his eyes. He told him to look again. He said, what do you see now? He said, I see a host.
Yes.
And the prophet said, they that be with us are more than they that be with them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. So you ain't got to worry about the war, glory to God. God has got it all under control. That's that encamped army that's around us day by day, night by night, everywhere we go. It's always in place. Come on and give it some praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To war against, you know what we war against? It's a conflict, but it's spiritual. So you can't point your hand at some physical somebody and say that's the war. No, the war is spiritual. The war is the one you lay down with at night and get up in the morning. Hallelujah. That's the conflict. I don't want you to get no rest at night. He operates on the pain that's in your body and cause you to get up and take those pills, glory to God. And then when you wake up in the morning, he makes your feet stiff, glory to God. So when you place them on the floor, you kind of lift a little bit, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you there's another. Hallelujah. And when you begin to praise his name, the feet, glory to God, come to life. And your body is rejuvenated, glory to God. And you can get up and you don't feel no pain, glory to God. You can go where you want to go and God will be with you until the end, glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So spiritual conflict. 1 Corinthians 10 and 3, he says, but though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons or any tool or implement for preparing a thing for weapons of warfare. Glory to God, we got it all. So if hate come along, I got a tool for it. Hallelujah. If jealous come along and try to cause me to fall down, I go and get the tool. Hallelujah. If sickness come along, glory to God, I don't have to run to the hospital, glory to God. I might go down and let the doctor describe what he think it is, glory to God. But then I go back to the one who know what it is, glory to God. And I put it in his hand. Hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. If I need some strength, I go to the tomb. Go to the tomb shed. Let's go in there. You know, there ain't no one tomb for strength. Let's go in there and pick out. but strengthen my feet, strengthen my knees, strengthen my arms, strengthen my shoulder. Glory to God, it's a tool for everything. Glory to God. All you got to do is by faith reach in and get it. Glory to God. And you got it. Glory to God. Then you can go forth and lift up the one who gave it to you. I prepared it for you in the beginning. Come on and give me some praise. He said, for the weapons I warfare are not carnal, but mighty, what? Through God, could it pull it down of them strongholds.
That's right.
We ain't where we should be or need to be, but we're enduring. We're enduring. Someday we're going to be fulfilled. But each day we get stronger in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. Each day, glory to God, I can laugh a little louder like the saint. Glory to God. Each day, glory to God, I can walk uprightly a little bit more. They tell me I got some bone loss in my spine and all that stuff, and it causes you to walk droop over. Glory to God. And the doctor said, you got to lift your head up, glory to God, unless you want to lose stuff or don't strengthen that muscle. Glory to God. But when I can rely on Jesus, glory to God, I can walk uprightly. Glory to God. And I don't be walking prone. I'm looking forward ahead. Glory to God. I lift my head up and I walk. Glory to God. I ain't worried about running into nothing because he is my guy. Yeah. Now they came with the affairs of this life. That means world. Hallelujah. That he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. We're in this thing, but we're not part of it. I don't know what you want. I fight hard not to be a part of this world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm in this thing, but I got somebody else that's leading me through. Glory to God. The scripture said that this is the day that the Lord has made. He's talking about this chaotic one, Lord of God. That other old dude may mess that up, Lord of God. But another one come along with that. Glory to God. And he renewed it, Lord of God, and restored it so I can have peace in this chaotic world, so that I can have joy as I go through, so that I can have peace, Lord of God, so that I can lift up my head and be proud in God, Lord of God, so that I got a way, Lord of God, to go through this day, Lord of God. I don't know what lies ahead, but I know this one thing, that Jesus is going along with me, glory to God. He's ordered your footsteps, glory to God. He's ordered everything about you, glory to God. The glory is all around you, glory to God. And the enemy can't come in and shoot you like wheat, glory to God. Why? Because God got his way in your life. And his way, glory to God, is his will for you. Come on and give him some praise. Hallelujah. Don't entangle yourself in affairs. That means don't practice. I'm going to close with that. The affairs, that means don't practice it. No time. That means don't take no time out of recess period to practice the old way or the affairs of this world. See, it's easy to get entangled in the affairs of the world because there's so many devices. Hallelujah. You got folks out there lying like I don't know what. And they're very enticing. I don't trust none of them. Me and my wife, they come to our door, we say, who is it? So and so and so. No, we don't want none. Come off my porch. Come back again, I'm on. Hallelujah. Introduce you to my two friends. Smith and Wesley. Glory to God. God forgive me, man. I'd probably be shaking in my shoes now or something like that. It says practice are not always to be pressed or habit of doing something or be a doer. I forget what that scripture said, be a doer of the word.
Yeah, not a hearer.
And not a hearer only, you know.
Yeah.
You got to be a doer of this word.
Yeah.
And it says, The Pharisees were life. Life as what? Live. The manner of life that we got. That trips us up a lot of times. It's the manner of life that we proclaim. So that means that you can't practice evil sometime. And then call yourself being good the other time. There ain't no fence for you to straddle. God tore down the middle wall, so ain't no more fence to straddle. You got to come full circle with God. Not 180, not 160, but you got to come 360 face to face with God. Face to face with this word, glory to God. That means that you got everything that you have need of. Now, I might not know what to call on when I need it, but I know his name. Hallelujah. Over in the epistles, the name was not yet exalted. But over here, it's exalted and glorified. Hallelujah. So it's not a name above every name. So that we are named or people above every circumstance and situation that's going to come our way. Everybody stand.
Hallelujah.